I don't think, and a lot of the people we've spoken to don't think that it would have made it this far and have made it to this specific commission of state lawmakers if this was not something that Virginia and Monumental were both seriously considering and seriously, putting resources and time and effort into.
Hey, if it's only up to management team of Monumental whether to move to Northern Virginia or do others have a say in all this, is it just going to be a one-person decision? How's this going to work if it happens?
No, so there's a bunch of different levels of approval required. I mean, first off, Monumental has to actually be in it and accept the deal. And at this point, there are a lot of questions we still have and a lot of clarity we're lacking about how definite this is. If this one committee of state lawmakers signs off on the deal, then the Virginia General Assembly would need to pass, I think, at least one bill, if not two, basically creating a stadium authority that would ultimately then play a role in building the arena. And then Alexandria City Council would also need to make zoning changes and, approve permits that would allow for a project like this to actually be built in Potomac Yard.
What about the DC side of this? Those of us who've lived here for a long time, we remember when this arena was first built and how it revitalized the Chinatown neighborhood. Now, the possibility of the Wizards and Caps leaving could devastate that neighborhood, it seems. How's the DC government reacting to all this?
We received a pretty short statement from Mayor Bowser's office today, basically saying they've worked with the DC Council to try and put forward the best proposal that they can offer up. But of course, they're also juggling a request from the Nats with regards to Nats Stadium. They're dealing with pretty struggling economy and sort of a struggling downtown area. And then, of course, they might be gearing up for another stadium fight when it comes to the Commander Stadium. So they kind of have a lot on their plate, and it really depends on sort of how the mayor and the council want to prioritize this arena in that long list of priorities.
Teo, we have about 30 seconds left. How soon could we know a final decision on this?
The specific Virginia Commission could vote today. They could vote within the next week. It's kind of hard to say, but I think this is going to be a big story over the next couple of months, given the number of approvals that will be required to make this happen.